May we always be ready for aha moments. Amen. Jesus is born for all of us. He was born for Jews and Gentiles, Magi, us. And Jesus was born for the poor and the rich, men and women, young and old, sinner and saint. There is room for all of us to come together to celebrate the love that God has for us and for all of creation. The Magi were astronomers, and they read in the stars that something magnificent had happened, something extraordinary, and they wanted to be a part of the extraordinary event. The Magi saw that a child had been born as the king of the Jews, and I think they knew he was the Messiah. And they wanted to see him with their own eyes, touch him with their own hands, and be touched by him. They wanted to offer Jesus homage. To make this journey to Bethlehem, they would have had quite the entourage to support the distance they had to travel. And this indeed would have signified to everyone they passed that something special was afoot. Herod definitely would have wanted to speak to the Magi, to know why they were traveling through the area he ruled over. And when Herod asks why the Magi are there, the answer terrifies him so much that Herod will eventually decree that Jewish baby boys under the age of 2 be killed. Herod is so terrified of losing his power that he doesn't even blink at ordering innocents to be murdered. Power wielded with fear is dangerous and destructive. And here then, in the middle of this fearful power, is Jesus. Jesus is the response to what do we do in the midst of power wielded without concern for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the vulnerable. Among first world developed nations, the United States is at the top of the list for paying more for health insurance and getting the least for our money. I heard recently on the news that Governor Cuomo's anti-hunger task force is working on putting in place food pantries on college campuses for students who are having to choose between books and tuition or food. The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, remains in a funding crisis that has the potential to impact millions of our children. There's a Benedictine monk named Brother David Stendhal Rast, and he has something really interesting to say about being grateful. He said that he doesn't believe it is possible to be grateful for everything that happens to us. No one should be asked to be grateful for war or violence or sickness, but that we can be grateful in the midst of these things. We can find opportunity to learn something from very difficult situations. We can grow from it. We can stand up and take a stand. And that is a wonderful gift in situations where things are not the way they ought to be. The Magi offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Jesus. What gifts do we offer to show our love for Jesus? The Magi's gifts symbolized a recognition of Jesus' royal birth, incense to hold prayers and hopes, anointing oil to offer comfort. The Magi's gifts were generous and heartfelt. But they only gave their gift once, and then they left. When we offer our gifts, our help, when we advocate for the voiceless, in these moments, we experience Jesus with our own eyes. We touch Jesus with our own hands, and we are touched in return. We, as followers of Jesus, promise to stay. We promise to nurture our relationship with God, with each other, with our neighbors, and with strangers. We too offer gifts. We do this every Sunday when we worship God with our hearts, minds, and bodies. We do this every time we raise money or collect items for communities in need. We do this when we serve food and offer food to those in need. We do this when we pray and in the life choices we make. The season of Epiphany is important. It is the recognition of the manifestation, the sign of Jesus arriving into our lives. It is in the aha moments where our hearts are surprised by joy, surprised by the goodness all around us. The Epiphany reminds us of the light emanating from the star that beckons us into something new and even surprising. Amen.